Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Building Bridges Podcast. For my regular listeners, y'all already know how much I appreciate you and your support. And to those first timers, welcome to the podcast. And if you hear something you like, feel free to click the link under the description to support us further. All right, let's get right into it. Let's build that bridge. So before we even talk about today's topic, I want to first start off by saying thank you to the numerous amounts of people that reached out and was wondering if the podcast was done, right? It was definitely a good feeling to know that what we're doing here meant something to so many. Truth be told, I just took some time to enjoy the holidays with my family, right? So today, I just want to encourage you and provoke your thoughts a little, if you will. Today's episode, growth versus stagnation. Growth versus stagnation. You know, and I've been talking about this for a little while with a couple of friends, and it's just amazing how much you don't realize you're in a state of being and not even realizing it, right? And because growth is active, right? Growth is always moving, right? No matter how slow or fast, movement is happening, right? Slow motion is still motion. And we shouldn't let others dictate that pace for us, right? Because many of us have a support system, whether it's family, it's coworkers, it's friends, whatever it is. And as long as things are going well, that support system helps to lift you up, right? And keep you moving. But sometimes it's just you. You might be living in a new city and you don't know anybody. You might be on a new job and you're the new person, right? But whatever it is, we get stagnant sometimes too. Right? But we got to remember that growth is active. Growth is always moving. But I really want to dig into stagnation, because I think a lot of times we end up in a stagnant state and not realize that we're in a stagnant state, because stagnation is passive, right? And what that means is that you're in a state of not flowing or moving, right? There's lack of activity. There's lack of growth. There's lack of development. Those who are stagnating have given up on what they can be, or possibly what life can be, right? Passive is accepting or allowing whatever happens to just happens, and whatever somebody does it's okay, and you don't really have a response or any resistance to it. You just have no fight left in you for a particular situation, and this action leads to stagnation. It can almost cripple us at some point in our lives, right? So think about this. If you're not the dominant person in a relationship or on a job, your passiveness can and will cause others to take advantage of you, or at least try to, right? Take for an example, if there's a puddle of water that sits too long, right? We all notice when it gets hot, the mosquitoes start to come around. And whoever is around that puddle runs the risk of getting bit. Why? Because the water is still, and that's how they hover. But as soon as something disrupts the still water, the mosquitoes have to flee. So in that example that I just gave about not being dominant, if you just stand there, then the punishment or the ridicule will continue to come. But the moment you start to move and fight back, things start to change. And we get it. Don't get me wrong. We get it that there are times when being stagnant is necessary. Sometimes we do just need to sit still, just be still. But there's a fine line if we go through prolonged periods of it, right? Because then this happens, right? And we get to a situation of trying to figure out, well, what can cause us to be stagnant? Being too comfortable where we are. Having no or limited ambition. Being burned out, always feeling like there's no time for rest. Boredom could lead to being stagnant. Poor health definitely leads to stagnation because you feel like you can't do much, right? You, if it's something with your heart or your breathing, you feel like you can't, and you just give up and you kind of just stop. Being in a bad relationship can cause you to be stagnant, right? You're going through the same thing and it's rough, it's tough, and so you just kind of crawl into a little hole, if you will. Now, I want to be clear that this message, you already know how building bridges works. You know we're going to talk about the Word of God. Now, I'm not going to quote any scriptures in this episode, but I want you to understand this for my Christian brothers and sisters, because we're not exempt from this, right? And what I mean by that, this goes out for our spiritual walk as well. If we stop moving forward with prayer, if we stop with our worship, if we stop with our fasting, with our praise, and definitely if we stop our studying, what we end up doing is effectively stunting our own spiritual growth. We then get frustrated because things aren't going our way, or it just seems like every day is starting to be more and more of a struggle. If we become too complacent, stagnation rears its ugly head. So let's stay in that vein for a minute. It reminds me of when Moses was leading the children of Israel out of Egypt. Now, this is a trip that should have taken a few weeks, right? But we all know the story. For those of us that do, it ended up taking 40 years. Why? Because of disobedience. They stopped praying. They lost their faith. They had gotten so tired of waiting. They got bored and their ambition was lost. They stopped believing that God could help them. They became complacent. Even though they had already witnessed all the things that God had done for them up until that point, they still got into a state of stagnation. So please understand that in order for things to grow, action must be taking place. Something has to move. There needs to be a flow happening. Like I said earlier, slow motion is still motion. So in order to combat this way of thinking, we actually have to do the opposite of the list that I just gave you, right? We have to come out of our comfort zones, do something different. We can't stay in the same place mentally or physically for too long. It leads us back to the stagnation. It leads us back to being stagnant. It leads us back to just settling for things. We have to start some ambition about some things. It might not always be about money, but something that you have a passion for. Take that vacation, get some rest and recharge. Start exercising and eating right. Change your mindset about your health. You know if you're in a bad relationship. Get out of it. Don't allow it to consume you. And know that bad relationships aren't just boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife. It could be employee, employer. It could be coworkers. It could be a myriad of things and situations and relationships that you just need to get out of. You need to pull yourself away from that. Pick your Bible back up and start reading again. Start showing up for Sunday school and Bible class. Get your prayer life back in order. Go back to having date night. Whatever it is, do something. Get moving. See, these are the things that will help move you from stagnation into growth. Think about when flowers grow, right? The process is called blooming, right? It gives you pretty colors. It could even change the demeaning of the person that's receiving them, right? So imagine the feeling you get when you start to grow, when you start to bloom, right? All of a sudden, you give off an aura of confidence, and you'll start to change the demeanor or the atmosphere around you. That's what we want to do. We want to grow. We want to be in constant motion. We want to be learning something new, because we're ever learning, right? Don't be stagnant. We want to grow. And one thing to note, don't let anyone dictate how fast or slow your growth is. Move at a pace that's right for you. Because remember, like I said earlier, slow motion is still motion. Becoming stagnant is a detriment to us, because it leads to other things of giving up. It changes our mindset. It changes our perspective on how to move forward. Because being stagnant and not growing can hurt you. It can hurt your relationships. You could be the cause of that bad relationship, right? You could be the cause of why things are falling apart, because you're not moving. I know a lot of times it's easier to point the finger at someone else or the situation itself, but you got to sometimes step back and ask yourself, am I the cause of it? And maybe I'm the cause of it because I'm not moving, because I'm standing still. And instead of being able to weave in and out of life and situations, I'm starting to be the cause of the problem. So look, as always, I pray something was said that inspired you, motivated you, or at least provoked you in thought. Y'all keep building those bridges, and God bless, and we'll see you soon.